My name is Clara, and I am 16 years old. Today is November 29th, 2019. I'm speaking with my Grandma Debbie and my Grandpa John, and we are recording this interview in La Grande, Oregon. Okay, first question. How did you two meet each other? Who's going first?
I remember the first time meeting your grandma, going in the back door of Hermiston Drug where she worked, and I knew she worked there. And I walked through there, and she was up working behind the counter doing something with her dad in the pharmacy, and kind of took a glance, and then it's like a double glance. It's like, oh, who's that cute redhead up there? About ran into a pool. I think she saw that and probably started laughing.
I did.
That's the first time.
My first memory of your grandpa, like I said, was at school. And he was running for a class officer, and he was new to our school. It was our sophomore year. And when he was standing out on the gym, I thought he was pretty cute. I thought, I'm going to have to get to know that man. And the rest is history.
I don't remember running for class officer.
I told Claire I'm going to get my annual out and send her the picture.
What was your guys' first date that you went on, if you even remember that?
First date.
First date's a great story.
First date. My dad had a big old Mercury car. It was like a boat. And I'm not quite sure where we went, but usually the tradition in Hermiston is you drive the gut, which is Main Street. You go from one end, turn around, go back to the other end. And I think just as we were driving down one of the streets, Main Street, I think, somebody in front of me stopped. So I stopped, and then somebody ran into the back of the Mercury car, and we pull off over to the side, but the people just kept going, so we didn't get name or number or anything, no license plate. And then I went back there and I looked, and it didn't look like any big deal. No damage or anything. But the next day, Grandma and I were together, and I think my dad or mom, one of them said, "You guys have a good time last night?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, what happened?" I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, we can't open the trunk to the Mercury. something ran into you." I was like, "Oh, yeah."
Actually, I wasn't with him. The next day, I was walking down the street with one of my girlfriends, and I didn't know his family at that time. I knew who they were, but I didn't know them. And all of a sudden, the big red boat car pulls up alongside of us. And I look, and my friend is like, "Oh my gosh, that's John's parents." And they roll down the window, and they asked me that. They said, "Did you guys have fun last night?" And I'm like, giggly, you know? Yeah. And it's their whole family but John in the car. And they're like, and that's when they said, "Well, you must have had a good time, because somebody must have hit the car, because we can't get the trunk open. I thought I was going to die."
Yeah.
That was our first date. I think we were going to the movies.
Yeah, probably.
How did you know that Grandma was the one, or Grandpa was the one in your case?
I knew he was the one because, like I said, the things that attracted me to him were his kindness. In high school, I watched him, and everybody was his friend. It didn't matter who they were. And he, you know, he was an athlete. But even the boys that at that time were in the special education class loved him, and he was always kind to people, and the sense of humor that he had was amazing. And it, to me, the most important thing in life is if you can laugh and enjoy life, and he, I watch him with everybody, and he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
I think for Grandma was being pretty, she was a popular girl, but didn't really, you know, she had lots of friends and not like to do lots of things with boys, with girls. It didn't matter. I know she had some wonderful friends. But I was a person that was new there, so her friends became my friends. And we just had a good, fun time together. She was athletic. We got to do some things that way. She was caring, considerate. kind to people and always made me feel special with being with her.
Okay.
She always treated me special.
Okay. Okay, here's a question. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be? One memory only.
The first thing just popped into my mind, I think, probably was the day that your dad was born. Because Papa was he was at college playing on the baseball team. And we went in that morning because they induced me. And we're sitting there. We took a deck of cards and are playing cards. And women are coming in and leaving and having their babies. And it just seemed like it took forever. We went in there like at 6:30 in the morning, and we didn't have him until probably 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
But at that time, you never knew if you were having a boy or girl.
Yeah.
And Papa had never really said if he cared if we had another girl or a boy. But as soon as your dad popped out, Papa jumped up in the air and he goes, "It's a boy! It's a boy!" And he went to, because he was missing a baseball meeting, and he told me he ran up to the college, and when he walked into the classroom, all the baseball team was sitting there and they all stood up and cheered for him.
Yeah. I think that's the one I would like to.
Yeah.
That was a good memory.
Because
like you said, you didn't know boy or girl at that time.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I would say almost every man would like a son.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. What was
daughters are great too.
Yeah, they are. What was my dad like growing up, and what's the funniest or best memory you have of him?
I always liked when he, I was telling you earlier, when we'd go buy trucks, and he'd always, ooh, big truck.
He wasn't very old.
He did that the whole time on the trip.
Still in his car
ooh,
seat.
Ooh, big truck, big truck.
And he rode with Grandma Eileen and his Uncle Tom, and they kind of were egging him on because they just thought it was so funny. So they semi would come, and they're like, "Hey, Jake, what's that?" "Ooh, big truck." And then it'd be a little Toyota pickup. "Jake, look there. Ooh, big truck," he'd say. And my favorite thing about your dad when he was little is how he played with his toys. And he could entertain himself for hours. He'd play with his trucks. And we had a big carpet in the front room, and it had a pattern all around the edge that almost looked like a street. And he would take his cars, and he would line them up. And there would just be this big line of cars. And then he was finished, he'd leave them and go somewhere else. And if you'd go in there and you'd move one, pretty soon he'd go back in there. And he'd straighten them all. You could just kind of mess with him that way a little bit.
What are your favorite family holidays and why?
My favorite holiday is Christmas. We come from a large family. I have 8 kids in our family. And we would always spend all day on Christmas Eve day planning a program for our parents. And my oldest sister played the piano, and she'd play a song, and I would sing, and then we'd do a little skits. And then it was, you know, this big deal right after Christmas Eve dinner, and then we'd put on this program for our parents. Christmas was just very special for us.
Yeah, for me it was probably Thanksgiving, because growing up we didn't celebrate Christmas. But we always got together with family at Thanksgiving. And my mom, there were 13... brothers and sisters in that family, and we all met at my grandma's house in Hermiston, and there would probably be, I don't know, 30 or 40 people there.
Yeah,
it was a large family, and just getting together with my uncles and cousins was fun.
Clara, one fun memory I have of Christmas is I would have been probably 7 or 8. And Mom decided, and Dad, they were going to make this village to put on the piano. And they made snowmen out of styrofoam balls. And Mom sewed little coats for the snowmen. And then she went around and she clipped little pieces of all of our hair. Oh. And so they could glue them for hair on the snowmen and snow ladies. And we had those every year for Christmas.
That's
we'd
funny.
Put out the snowmen.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Like one of the little dolls that you poke pins into?
No, they weren't voodoo dolls.
Voodoo dolls.
No, they weren't those dolls.
Okay.
Tell Clara about why you didn't celebrate Christmas.
Growing up, our family, were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
My grandma was, my mom. My dad was not a Jehovah's Witness. So, mom didn't celebrate. Dad celebrated a little bit. His childhood was sort of rough. I don't think they had a lot of money or did much for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, we didn't really have any Christmas memories.
But I always thought it was interesting because they didn't celebrate birthdays either.
Oh.
But Papa said he always managed to get a gift.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Well, I think my dad just said, we're going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mom wouldn't.
So when we first got married and Christmas was so important to me, I had to look at it through his point of view because he had never had Christmas trees or anything. And he didn't have that history or all those memories, so it didn't mean the same to him. But he's gotten into it here as the years go by. Yeah.
What's something in your life that you would not imagine would have happened?
You want me to be brutally honest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would probably think the same thing that Grandma's saying.
And I don't know if we've shared this story with you, but because Papa's mom died when he was a junior in high school, and then you can interject anytime. Papa's dad didn't handle it very well, and he just kind of disappeared too out of their life. Papa was a junior in high school.
Junior in high school that spring.
Colleen, his sister, was a sophomore.
Yeah.
Lori was a junior high.
7th or 8th grade, and Casey was 5 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, they lost their mom, and then their dad wasn't around either. Mm-hmm. And our family, we always called his youngest brother Casey Sabota, because
we were over there all the time.
Papa would bring him over in the morning and leave him at our house while he went to school, and mom would watch him.
Mm-hmm. That was the family that we kind of
took him in.
To.
Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, we spent probably going out in high school too much time together. And then my mom and dad had just bought that store. And they were going on trips, and they just had Tom, you know, and they were kind of wrapped up in that. So anyway, the long story short, we ended up, when we graduated, I was 3 months pregnant. And I come from a very strict Catholic family, and at that time, that was unheard of.
Yeah.
It was very hard on my family, my parents. And so that was something, you know, it changed the direction of our life. Papa would have probably been drafted and gone and tried to play professional.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have gone on to college that next year, and I actually ended up going to Blue Mountain that year, but I spent that whole summer with my sister.
So that, you know, we never would have expected that.
But we rolled with it.
It worked out.
It worked out well.
Okay. What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Like when you were a kid? Did you think your life would be like this?
I have to tell you, Clara, I think that I probably thought exactly how it turned out is what I would have expected. I came from a large, loving family, and I always thought that I would have the same, and we've been blessed with a wonderful family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our families were all together. I mean, husbands and wives of all my uncles, they all stayed together unless somebody passed away. So it's like just growing up, finding somebody you love to marry and having kids.
And staying with them forever.
A decent job where you can do things.
Enjoy life.
Yeah. It's been about what we've done.
Okay. What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
Oh, worst things. Like I told you earlier this morning, I was out playing with matches in the field next door. And caught the field on fire. And I always remember that because I got a bad spanking by my dad. And the fire department had to come put it out. That was bad.
The worst. I'm almost embarrassed to tell this story, but the worst thing that we did is I had a girlfriend, and three girls don't get along, and there were three girls in our neighborhood. We didn't like one of the girls. And so we saw some dog poo on the grass, and we covered up with leaves, and we told her it was something down there to smell like it was a flower or something. When she bent over, we shoved her in the dog poo, and I guess I still remember it, so I must have felt pretty guilty after I did it.
Were you good kids in high school, or like troublemakers?
We were good kids.
Were good kids.
We were blessed with a class of wonderful kids. We had a large group of friends, and I think we, in my class, we all got along. didn't matter, like I said, what your interests were. We pretty much all got along.
Yeah, you could show up to somebody's house and everybody visit with everybody. Mm-hmm. Don't remember anybody like fighting or anything like that. It was a pretty good close-knit group of kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to say we didn't do things we shouldn't have done. We were good kids.
We were the good kids. You know, smoking marijuana in the early 70s, a lot of that stuff was just coming into Hermiston area. We didn't get into that kind of scene.
Was my dad a good kid or a bad kid?
Your dad was a good kid.
He was a good kid.
Yeah.
What about in college?
When your dad was in college, you know, he never lived here.
Yeah.
And so we...
I've heard some stories.
I gotta tell you the best story about your dad. Because he did get an MIP.
I know.
And he called us on a Sunday morning and said, I need to come over and talk to you guys. And he came in.
Where was he going? Eastern, right?
He was at Eastern, but he was living in an apartment with friends. And so he comes in, and you could just tell right away he had bad news. And he's like, I got bad news to share with you guys. And he sits down on the couch, and we're like, what happened? He goes, I got an MIP last night. And Papa says, ah! Like mother, like son. And he sits up, and he looks at me, and I kind of shrugged my shoulders like that. And all of a sudden, it was like, he's smiling, and it's okay, he's off the hook. And I looked at your grandpa, and I'm like, really? I had him right where I wanted. He was sweating, and he let him off the hook.
I never got an MIP.
I always told your dad, but it was different because I was already married there and had a child. I was responsible, so it was not the same thing. But an MIP is an MIP. Yeah.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I have to say right now, the thing that I'm most grateful is I, of course, a beautiful family, but that we're all healthy, because I've witnessed loved ones that have lost a family member, like a child, and I'm just so thankful that I didn't have to go through that. Yeah. I pray every night. That's the top of my prayer list every night, is to keep my family safe.
Yeah, I would say so too. That would be a... You know, I've lost a mom and a dad already. Your grandma's lost her dad. But as far as, you know, siblings, we haven't lost any siblings or no kids or no grandkids. And that would really be painful.
We watched Kimberly lose her child, and that just was devastating.
So, yeah, thankful that, you know, we both led successful careers. We're both people that... have remained honest and faithful to each other, and that we're people that others will look up to for what we've done with our lives. It could have been bad the way we started, but I think we committed ourselves to each other.
There were times when it was just Papa and I and Ange, and he was a college student, and I was working, but like we'd have two cans of soup in the cupboard, and I was like, we still got three more days before we have any money. One time we had like one can of soup, and we were walking around the school, and we passed the machine with the candy bars in it, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, what the heck, where's my candy bar? But you know what, it always seemed like we had a guardian angel, because I remember one time it was like that, and all of a sudden we got like the kicker check came in the mail that day. It was like, we have money. So somebody was always looking out for us, it seemed like. Yeah. We had good guardian angels.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I worked in my dad's pharmacy. And so my dad had always told me that would be a great job. At that time, there weren't very many female pharmacists. Yeah. And he said, you know, we're always looking for people to come in and work partial shifts. So for a woman, it'd be a perfect job. It pays really well. It's a career, and you can kind of set your own hours. And like I said, I lived that life. We were always at the drugstore. I liked science and math, so I kind of always thought I would do that. But then my life took a different direction, and it all worked out in the end. So there you go.
For me, I don't know. I was the first person in my family that even went to college.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many siblings do you have?
We're talking his mom, you know, all those 13 aunts and
uncles. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Some of the cousins went there because they ended up being school teachers, but as far as my dad's family and most of my mom's family, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. My uncles were construction. They had big construction companies, so, you know, I knew I could have worked in the construction. Railroad was big in LeGrand at that time. A lot of my friends kind of thought about railroad, but, you know, I had my sights set on and maybe playing baseball, mm-hmm. professional baseball at that time. That's what it was what I dreamed of, but it's what I could have had opportunity to do, but things didn't work out.
Yeah. But you went into teaching mostly because you wanted to coach.
Yeah, I went into teaching to coach. I knew that I loved the athletics, and I thought, well, I can coach. I love coaching. I love helping people. And I just lucked out and fell into elementary. Hmm. I really loved it.
Nice.
And I could coach, too.
Yeah. Okay, last question.
Okay.
What advice do you wish you could have given your younger self?
Oh, I think at the time, I didn't really learn this until college about working hard and setting goals. My last year in baseball, I had a good friend here, Brody, and we sort of set goals for ourselves to work hard, both physically and honing our skills, taking lots of extra batting practice and types of things. So I really felt that working hard and setting goals can get you a lot. You can accomplish a lot in your life. And early on, I didn't really do that. But I think I learned that last year in baseball. And that's what I encourage the kids at the elementary school to do. You can do anything that you want to do. It doesn't matter how smart you are. Because certainly I wasn't the smartest kid in our class, but I didn't ever apply myself. I didn't ever work hard at it. I tell the kids, you can do and be anything that you want to be if you work hard at it. Put your all into it.
And my advice to myself, or I guess the one thing that I wish that I would have done differently would be, I really regret not getting a college degree. And I always kind of put it off and said, oh, I'll wait until the kids get in school. And then it was like, oh, I'll wait until the kids are a little older. But then life gets busy, and I didn't want to be going to school and taking classes when my kids were playing ball and miss mm-hmm. those types of things. But it is my biggest regret. I did go to college, and I became a certified dental assistant, and I'm proud of that accomplishment. Mm-hmm. But I wish I would have gone back and gone to school the same time Papa did and gotten a degree.
Yeah.
I think I was telling somebody last night, I don't know if it was you or Jared, but there were two occupations that I think I would have excelled at. I love the nursing that Dory's in, and I also like the education, and I wish that maybe we both would become teachers, because that's a great lifestyle,
yeah.
as you know, with your parents, or you get your holidays off with
your
kids.
Yeah, your holidays off. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's an ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have two family members that...
Yeah, like...
You know, a lot of people don't want to go into teaching because they don't make a lot of money, but if you both... teaching, then it's a good income.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
and you get to grow up with your kids.
Okay,
so
that is our interview. Okay,
there you go. You got a lot of content.